Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And where are we now? Every day, every moment? Where are we on our journeys? What's unfolding around us? What does it mean on our journeys? On our, let's see, even our eternal journeys? Why did our souls stop here? What are we doing here? What's the greater purpose? So let's look at that with someone who reads the soul. And she's been on the show before. She has a new book called Reading the Soul. She does wonderful work. It's such a pleasure to talk with her. And you'll learn more about her as the show goes on. But her new book, Reading the Soul, is really wonderful. And let's talk with Catherine Corrigan. Catherine, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. It's so great to be here. And thank you, everybody out there, for listening.
Well, we want to travel into this journey. And since you read souls, I think we're going to talk collectively instead of individual souls, because every individual soul actually right now has amazing stories to tell. Because we've all been through the mill in one way or another, in ways that are affirming and ways that are also detracting, you know, ways that many of us felt let down, but also I think a lot of people are proud of themselves to have gotten this far. But collectively, what are we doing here, Catherine?
Well, in my new book, Reading the Soul, I talk about, there's a chapter called, Are You Having a Dark Night of the Soul or a Breakdown to Breakthrough? And cutting to the chase, I feel that collectively as a society, and I'm talking specifically about the United States, that I believe that we're having a breakdown to breakthrough. So let me explain more about what I think about this. And so there's something called a spiritual clock. And for any individual, you can sort of see where you are in your spiritual development. So you get born, and you're born into a tribe. And when you are born into your tribe, you do things the tribal way. So if everybody in your tribe wears hats to church on Sunday, that's what you do. And if everybody in your tribe does something different, that's what you do also. Anyway, you go along with the tools that your tribe gave you, and you're born about, you know, midnight, and then you go along at about 5 o'clock, something happens where you have a breakdown. What does a breakdown look like in your actual life? You lose your job, you go bankrupt, you get a divorce, you have severe illness. And whatever happens, it's so big and so overwhelming that you are forced to get a set of new tools. And it's not that the tools that you learned before from your tribe are bad or wrong. It's just that the situation that you're facing is so overwhelming that you need new ways of coping with it. And that's where I feel that we're at, again, as a United States. We're at literally a breakdown to breakthrough. Now, so many of us, you know, will pray. I know I pray. I wake up, I open my eyes, I start praying. And, you know, when we're praying kind of people, you know, we think, you know, why is all this stuff happening? Why isn't everything easy, right? I wasn't doing anything wrong. But when you hit this point at 5 o'clock, part of what you have to realize is that your old methods of coping are just not going to work. And again, it's not that they were wrong or bad. It's because you're supposed to learn a whole new tool set. And this could be new ways of being, new ways of working, new ways of relating to people. And, you know, one of the things that I'm always fond of saying is that God, if it's okay that I use that word, you know, God source, whatever you want to call it, but universal source only has to hit you over the head when you're not paying attention. So God only has to hit you over the head when you're not paying attention. So when you're paying attention, you can get just tapped on the shoulder. Oh, Catherine, you know, maybe you need to do things a little differently. You know, maybe you need to change your life. And I feel that, so I feel that we're at a breakdown to breakthrough. And if there's one word that I could use to describe what we're all being called to do, the word is integrity.
I like that.
Integrity. So when you live in integrity, you're in alignment. You're in alignment with your divine purpose. You're in alignment with the planet, right? So many people will argue that this is nature fighting back. You know, nature's given us many messages that we were not in alignment with what was happening, that we're basically using up and destroying, you know, the planet faster than we're, you know, rebuilding and allowing the planet to naturally regenerate.
And each other too.
And each other. So I think that collectively we're going through a breakdown to breakthrough, and what it's calling all of us, it's pushing all of us to get back into integrity. What is it that you really want to do with your life? You know, how do you need to live so that you can be in alignment with the planet, in alignment with what you are here to do? And when, as Peter Roth, as I'm sure you know, when you're living in your divine purpose, you live in the flow. Your opportunities, you know, open up. You're naturally led to the people and places that where you're supposed to serve. And even if you have fear, you know, you find yourself supported. It's like, somehow I was able to eat dinner. Somehow I was able to pay the rent. Somehow I was able to, you know, get through. So that's where, in a nutshell, where I think we're at collectively.
Right. And let me say that I really appreciate the innocent idea that you have that we have survived all right so far, but it has to change. I'm not sure we have. I think that we're really not a healthy society at all. And I think it's coming out now in this pandemic, and also with so much demonstration and even looting, that this is the bleeding of the wounds that have been created recently. But the wounds are there only because we've been shackled by a system that's trying to manipulate us. And I don't believe that any of this has been innocent. I think it's all based on manipulation to really make us even a more subservient society to the rulers. That and they're bumping along themselves, but they have a lot of secrets going on that we don't know about, and we're learning about them. But there's so much censorship on the internet that it's unbelievable how much we're not allowed to see and know, how many things we're told aren't true that are true. And it can only last so long. It's going to go one way or the other. Either we're going to be totally shackled by dangerous vaccines and more lockdowns, or we're going to learn how to live more successfully with potential dangers, but with the truth about how to overcome these hardships.
And, you know, Peter Roth, I actually think that we are talking about the same thing, because I'm talking about the light side and you're talking about the shadow side.
I know, that's what I was seeing, that you're painting a picture of that it wasn't as dark as I think it was.
Right. And, you know, Carl Jung said the only way to live in the light is by constantly knowing where your shadow is. And the shadow side of our society is exactly what you're talking about. The censorship, the desire for control, right? And that's there. It's absolutely there. And, but at the same time, collectively and also as individuals, when you're going through this breakdown to break through, what some of the questions you can ask yourself, and I like to be constructive and uplifting and hopeful, so rather than, you know, the world's going to hell literally, let's give up now. But, you know, ask yourself, what is it that I need to let go of? What are the old structures that are no longer working? You know? And I may have been comfortable. You can be comfortable in your dis-ease. What is it breaking down? And, you know, how can I move into the light? And you can move into the light by listening deeply to your soul. And Peter Roth and I are both professional intuitives. And another way to me to describe intuition is literally listening to your soul. So the better you can get at listening to your soul and being divinely led, you're going to be led to where you need to be, the people, the places, and the opportunities. But I think seeing the same exact picture.
Right. And so many of us are blessed with serendipity and synchronicity, as long as we're open to it and don't try to second guess it. We're being gifted all the time with opportunity, but we also are programmed to not believe in it.
Right. And you know, what's really funny, Peter, is I have a story and it's absolutely related to this, because about 2 years ago, my guidance, my intuition kept telling me I needed to write a book about breathing. I spent an entire year arguing with myself because my ego mind, who needs a book about breathing? Well, here we are. In this global pandemic, coronavirus affects your breath. I've given away the little book of breath work for free to people in 12 different countries. And the anxiety levels are so high that it's like you're either having trouble breathing from the coronavirus or you're suffering from real bad anxiety.
And so, wearing face masks.
And wearing face masks. I was just at the garden center buying flowers wearing a face mask. So if you're listening to this broadcast, you're welcome to email Catherine at CatherineKerrigan.com. And I'm more than happy to send you a free copy of the little book of breathwork. But, you know, going back to what you're saying, you know, when we get that soul guidance, it'll be insistent. It'll be like, but you really need to do this. And this, like, I kept getting that guidance. And finally, I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And now, a year later, it's absolutely transparent about why I needed to do that. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And so much more of that book has to get out there, so many more copies. Because, I mean, we have to learn how to live in this world much more holistically. And the powers that be don't really want us to. There are so many holistic websites that are being censored. So much information about health and nutrition that we're not privy to publicly, because if we knew that, we wouldn't be so sick and need drugs. And so it's amazing how manipulative this is, which will break down at some point. There will be
right. Truth. Well, as you and I both know, Peter, the easiest way to control people is to put them in fear. Right. And in the little book of breathwork, I've got an 8-minute breathing sequence, and you can cut your anxiety in half in 8 minutes. And there's recent surveys that 30% of U.S. adults are suffering from clinical and anxiety and depression right now. And there's shortages even of some of the antidepressant drugs. And so if you're listening, there's no judgment, but just realize that there are natural tools that you can use that actually literally empower you and allow you to move through this anxiety and depression naturally without paying for expensive prescriptions.
And get your breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's really helping us now, is that people are outdoors soaking up sun and getting vitamin D. And it's not, you know, they say it's the heat that's going to kill the virus, but I think it's more the vitamin D that we're getting into our systems if we allow the sun to help us. Yeah. That'll protect us. So, so we have all of this craziness going on. Our souls came here for this time. Where is it leading to?
Again, I think that collectively and individually, we're asked to be, again, we're being asked to be more in integrity. And so, again, that's the word that I keep getting. When I knew this interview, I kept asking for guidance, and it's integrity, integrity, integrity. So keep asking yourself, how can I live my life in greater integrity? So for different people, that's going to mean different things. Some people, it's going to mean living closer to the earth. Means it could be having lower overhead, less expenses, you know, less of a lavish lifestyle, so you don't need so much money to support yourself.
There'll be so much lifestyle change because of this. We're learning what we can do without.
Yes, learning
what our priority should be.
Yeah, what is absolutely necessary, and you know what you thought was necessary but really isn't. Yeah.
Right. And including relationships.
Yes.
Many relationships are in trouble because of this, that weren't working out. And this made it more clear about that. And many were great relationships, but they just, people just needed to be locked up together and find out how much they love each other.
Yeah. I know for myself, when I came out of lockdown in Georgia, I went to visit my mother and brother in Savannah. And I just felt huge gratitude that everybody's still healthy, we're all still here, just sitting down together as a family with a meal. It was such a blessing, right?
Yeah. And Savannah, it's interesting because my son and daughter-in-law both had the virus and are both working full-time on the internet. Figured they could do that outside of New York where it's still locked up, so they went down to Savannah.
That's so funny.
They lived in Savannah for 2 weeks, and they rented a house there. They could go to restaurants, and they were very, very happy. So it's an interesting coincidence.
Yes, for sure. So, but where we're going, again, it's about living in society in greater integrity. Greater integrity with the planet, greater integrity with each other, greater integrity with our finances, and even the filming of the death of George Floyd, you know, that's about really, you know, being in integrity. Are the police there for us?
But we needed that. You know, the society needed that. It's almost like, you know, God or the universe planted it there for us to realize that we need to change society in so many ways.
Yeah, right. And because there's been so many ways that people have been out of integrity, right? And, you know, when the coronavirus first occurred in the U.S., I wrote an article about the metaphysical meaning of the coronavirus. And one of the things the coronavirus has taught us is that you are responsible for the people around you. So if I don't take care of my health and I go out and expose myself to this, that, and the other, then I'm going to potentially cause people that I care about to be sick. And so with the coronavirus, it's being shoved in your face that you're actually responsible for people around you and people you've never met. I think they say something like one person can infect, you know, 50 other people, something like that, right? So when you take good care of yourself so that you can be healthy and you can stay healthy even during the pandemic, then you're taking the stress off the doctors and the nurses and the ERs who are working so hard.
Right, but we're now at a stage where it seems to be quieting down a lot, and we're tiptoeing out into the public again and opening up. And I'm in favor of that. I've always been in favor of building herd immunity rather than locking down, even though it was good for a while in order for the hospitals to get up to speed. But it's really good for the virus to wear itself out.
Yeah. Well, I got intuitively when this started in the US in March, when it was really getting going, I got that the coronavirus was going to last about 18 months. I also got that it was definitely man-made. And what I got intuitively was somehow scientists in a lab were somehow tinkering and combining the properties of a virus and a bacteria, and that it's something that the human body has never seen before. So the body just doesn't know what to do with it, right?
Well, also, where the virus was the strongest were areas that had the strongest 5G. And 5G is the new cell phone power that overpowers our oxidative systems in our body. So it adds to the whole virus thing. So it's a perfect storm of a lot of bad things happening together.
Right. Yeah. So we had the virus. Now we're having an awareness of the lack of integrity with our police. And by the way, I really appreciate the police. Where would we be? Our whole society would be in complete chaos without the police.
There are a lot of great police. You know, I mean, my son, who's a prosecutor, was telling me that the people who hate the bad cops the most are the good cops.
Yeah, because they make their job so difficult.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity, because most police really are for justice and for taking care of everyone. And I think it just needs to be a more transparent system and run by people who take responsibility for the mix of good cops and psychopaths and sociopaths. Right.
And again, back to my one word, integrity. It's like, are we really going to be a society where all men are created equal? You know, that's what it says in our US Constitution. So,
well, yeah, but people haven't observed that because politics and propaganda are so strong. So we have to start calling that out also, and realizing that it's enough of diversity of pointing fingers and blame, and we can't move forward if we're just two houses apart fighting, aiming guns at each other all the time.
Right. But if you're listening to this broadcast and you want to parse it out, again, it's like, I how can I get through this? Ask yourself, what old structures in my life that maybe I was even comfortable with are need to just go away, and how can I live my life in greater integrity? And I think those two questions are going to lead you to where you need to be on the other side of all these changes.
Right, and find others with that integrity. Really start building societies of people who speak the same language. I think it's very important. And we're coming into this time of expanded consciousness, which is really the opportunity to have greater clarity. So the greater clarity will allow us to see better, to understand each other better, to see what's going on inside of each of us so we can choose better.
Right. And, you know, Peter Roth, you and I are both professional intuitives. And you and I know that there may be things that are hidden, but all things can actually be seen.
Right? Yes. Yes.
Right? Literally and figuratively. So people like Peter and myself, we can see the unseen. And now with the cell phone cameras being everywhere, a lot that was hidden is now coming forward.
Right.
So again, that's why it's more and more important that you, again, integrate the left and right hemisphere, integrate your soul with your ego, integrate your life with your family, integrate your life with the planet.
Right. And we've learned a lot of priorities during this time. The things that we couldn't have that are meaningful in our lives, we now know what's best for us. We need those loving relationships. We need to be out in nature and really experience our bodies being free.
Yes. I know that one thing that helped me personally get through this was I would go out for walks every day. And where I live in Atlanta is just absolutely beautiful. There's all kinds of parks. And, you know, being in the fresh air, you can see people if they're coming towards you. And I felt very safe, and I continue to feel safe being out.
Good. That's great. So we're getting near the end of the show. Your name is Catherine Carrigan.
Yes.
Two C's. And you have a website, Unlimited Energy Now.
And CatherineCarrigan.com is the main website, yes.
I tried that earlier. I couldn't get on it. So I was able to get on Unlimited Energy Now. So that's why I brought that up. And your new book is called Reading the Soul. There's so much on your website, and so much opportunity for people to look at that and enjoy the scope of all that you can do. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah. And again, if you're out there and you would like a free copy of the Little Book of Breathwork, just email Catherine at CatherineCarrigan.com, and I'll send you one for free. And please share it to everyone that you know right now who might benefit. We all need to learn how to breathe through these challenges. And people who, within 5 days of getting coronavirus, people have difficulty breathing. So they need techniques that will help them survive the virus.
Right. And everybody listening should also figure out how to take the best nutrients, eat the healthiest food. Lots of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. Those are all very protective at this time. And we'll be healthy and happy. So, Catherine, it's such a pleasure to talk with you. And it's great insight that you have. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter, and thanks everybody out there for listening.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver, HEART, river.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.